Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Raheem Moore said yesterday that there would be competition brought in for our current kicker, Parker Romo, and they have brought in a guy, Ben Sauls, to the practice squad.
Who?
Ben Sauls.
Wait, who?
Exactly.
How do you spell that?
S-A-U-L-S. He played at Pittsburgh, University of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Was with the Steelers in the preseason, but did not make the 53-man roster because they have a pretty good kicker named Chris Boswell.
Yeah.
And so...
So he was the competition they brought in there.
He was the competition. So he made 5 of his 6 field goal attempts in preseason and made all of his 6 extra points. He missed 143-yarder, but he did hit field goals of 28, 36, 28, 49, and 50 yards out in the preseason. Again, he's on the practice squad and played at Pitt from 2020 to 2024. What's up, O?
So the last time when we got John Parker Romo, they brought in like 6 dudes.
Yeah.
So chances are this is probably the guy that was like out of the 6 dudes they brought in.
Okay.
This is the guy who was the best probably of the 6 guys they brought
the
in.
The next best guy.
He was the next best guy.
Yeah. He hit a 58-yard field goal for Pitt's win over California back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
He's got a nice leg. But again, this is just in case, right? You've brought in another kicker, Mike, and now through practices and all that stuff, you're going through these motions.
You and I said it. It was just, you know, knowing that, you know, okay, we felt, all right, you're not going to have Koo looking over Parker Romo's shoulders,
no,
right?
No.
And then he goes out there and he duffs that kick so badly.
It was ugly.
That, I mean, it's like it was like a cartoon miss. You know, it's one thing if the wind kind of, guys hit a fade. You watch Aubrey for the Cowboys and everything's like a freaking laser, center cut. You know, but I mean, to watch that, and you're like, you got to be kidding me. That set the tone Sunday afternoon.
No doubt. And then he came back out and missed a 55-yarder. And again, those kicks now, guys, are like 35 and 40-yard kicks for most guys. So I know 55 yards, it sounds like a lot. We're seeing that consistently now in the NFL.
But literally, and pardon the pun, but the goalposts have been moved farther.
That's true.
And guys for the elite kickers are reaching them. You're right.
No doubt. So that is news simply because Ross said we're going to continue to bring in competition. Okay, so Ben Sauls is here. They also signed a wide receiver named Devin Tompkins to the practice squad. All right. And that, I don't think that has any effect on anything. Ross said some other things yesterday. And just as we've been diagnosing all this stuff, and if you're just joining us again, Mike and I have spent a lot of time today, and we will continue to talk about Ike Hilliard being let go, the passing game coordinator and wide receivers coach, because of the ineffectiveness of our wide receiving core and our tight ends. Nobody's caught a touchdown in 3 games. So that happened, and it's got a lot of people wondering what the heck is going on inside the building with the Falcons and why this offense is looking the way it is. Meanwhile, they have to turn their attentions to the Commanders. And Ra was asked about, hey, who's playing quarterback? If it's right. Jaden Daniels, well, we know what he's capable of. It could be Marcus Mariota. Ra, what are you thinking, and who are you preparing for?
Very similar players. You know, obviously, Jaden's very special with his ability and what he did last year. And obviously, we know Marcus was the number one pick too, right? Number two. You know, number two pick also. So we know what Marcus has. Marcus was in his building before. Got a lot of respect for Marcus and what he was able to do yesterday. And so they'll run their offense. It'll be very similar to what they do. You know, obviously, one's younger, more dynamic. But one had that young, dynamic self about him as well. And you're talking about a guy that can go out and win football games for you, you know, obviously.
Yeah, I do think he is right about very similar. That's why I think the offense doesn't have to change that much. Marcus right. had success because when you start talking about these run, play action, run option kind of plays, it's what he's done.
Right. 200 yards and a touchdown. Efficient. Didn't ask him to do too much. They do have Terry McLaurin potentially out for this game.
Yeah.
For the Commanders on Sunday. You know, Jaden Daniels, as I said, if I told any Falcon fan we'll get Mariota and potentially no McLaurin, that's a net gain for us. We should be able to have some advantages because they're losing some big playmakers. I mean, Jaden Daniels is the secret sauce. So we like our chances against Mariota, but we felt, how many times you and I talked about that last week about Bryce Young? You know, so much for having some payback, right? So much for that last week of last season, huh? I mean, this is an ugly loss. I said on Twitter on Sunday, this is up there. I mean, we've all seen some horrible Falcons losses if you're a lifetime Falcon fan, and this one's up there. So, I mean, I know we use the phrase gut check and all that. If Fiery Night Hilliard lights a fire under people, I mean, look, you shouldn't have to need that if you're a professional. You know, but as Arch said, he gave us a lot of information, guys. We're going to break it down for you, 5 o'clock hour. You got too much complexity of this offense and the play call and trying to get it in. So Mike's not even had a chance to diagnose what he's looking at from the defense. Receivers aren't running crisp routes. When there are open, Mike's not seeing them. And for some reason, we're not doing underneath. The shotgun thing, it's there to stay. They're going to run with a pistol. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stop bellyaching about him being under center. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah,
and I wish it would, but it doesn't seem like it's going to happen
well,
anytime soon.
Like the traditional I formation, even stuff you saw with the Lions doing last night.
Right. Which makes the play action for the run game a more effective.
Yeah.
You know, Arch said, look, you know, the front seven still has an idea what you're doing. But yeah, it's just there's a lot of things which we've got to fix, you know, and it just seems like simpler. The easiest answer I asked Archer earlier is like, simplify it. Is there any way to break this down so we can just get the ball out quickly, slants, quick hits, pits? I think and Arch agrees. Pitts has been open, but Penix isn't seeing him.
Yeah, and you know, this gets back to and DeBoer, by the way, when he's with DeBoer, who's now at Alabama in Washington, you know, they ran a pro style offense. But part of a lot of this college stuff that you see, the reason why they simplified is because they don't want those guys thinking that much, Mike, especially at the quarterback position. Like the play calls get so more extensive, should I say, in the NFL than they are in college. Now, that's not to say they're not running similar things, but I just feel like, man, these play calls for every color and number you're dropping and everybody's got a thing that they're picking up on and they've got to do. I'm with you. Like, if you're telling me that my quarterback doesn't have time to analyze what's going on and then it's literally a little bit of panic, let me get rid of the football, we're not going to survive that. That's not going to be a successful season for Michael Penix. So they've got to get that right. It's Dukes and Bale, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What about Rod talking about, was he frustrated? The reason why we bring this up, got a call yesterday on the show, and he said, I'm not sure if you guys saw it, and we did. The end of the game, and I turned it off with 8 minutes to play. I told you guys yesterday, it was done. I was so frustrated with the way this team was looking. But at the end of the game, Ra was shaking hands with coaches and smiling. And I said to our caller yesterday, Mike, and I want you to chime in on this because then I'll play the Raheem, you know, talking about how frustrated he was. But all these coaches know each other. The coaching fraternity guys in the NFL is really small, and it seems like it's big, but it's not. And the thing about this is, a game out of hand like that, to see an old friend or a guy, a colleague that you may have worked with, may have come up with. If I saw Mike and we were at some radio convention, okay, and I hadn't seen him in 2 years, I'm going to dap him up and smile. And I know the circumstances are different because you're not competing. So I think people took offense to the fact, like, Rod didn't take this loss seriously.
Well, you know, I saw that, and I saw the picture of him with Christian Roseboom, and I'm like, who the hell is Roseboom? So Rosebud. So I had to look up Roseboom, and he is one of those grinders. Small school guy, went to South Dakota State, undrafted free agent for the Rams, practice squad cut, back to practice squad, grinding. So it's kind of a guy probably that hustles at Raheem, respects.
Yep.
And he was there as a coach with the Rams when he was there. He was on that team. So there's a rapport with him. Like, a guy smiling, like when the camera captures the moment, Falcon fans, and I said this to Carl today off the air, we want the coaches and the team to look as miserable as we are after a 30-point ass-kicking, right? So that's part of it. But there is life. And needless to say, about halfway through the third quarter, coach and everybody else on that Falcon side, they knew where this game was going.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's not like he's going to sit there and, like, you know, just go with an expressionless, you know, countenance if he sees some people he knows. It's a very small, tight-knit fraternity, as you said. So, I mean, I get it. The optics on it aren't great, but I can't make a federal case over it.
No.
The game was a laugher. He sees somebody who's grinding in the NFL, and he gives him a hug.
Yeah. It's what it is. And again, to defend that and say, well, he shouldn't be doing that, that's silly. That now you're defining people's relationships and how they should respond and react right. with people that maybe they've not seen or have some kind of closeness to. You just don't know. You can't take that into the football game. We lost the game. We got our butts kicked. But how he deals with people after that, do I want his demeanor to be like, yo, well, it was that after the game. And this was what he said after the game, by the way, talking about how frustrated he was about the loss.
It was extremely frustrating yesterday, Zeno. You know, I would be an absolute liar to tell you that wasn't frustrating yesterday. So to see that happen at that level was extremely frustrating. To see what happened, we went through the losing streak last year, was extremely frustrating. So those are the two that I'll talk about. You know, those moments when you know you're capable of being better and you know you're capable of your team being better are extremely frustrating, for sure.
Yeah, and I'll say this too, Mike. Again, all these guys are competitive, man. You don't get to this level and get these opportunities if you're not. If you're a laissez-faire kind of guy, Mike, you're never going to be a head coach. You may get an opportunity, but it ain't going to last long. So I don't think that has anything to do with whether or not Ra wants to win, but you said it, the optics. So there, we addressed it because people would ask me yesterday about it. I addressed it yesterday on the show. If you heard it, great. But I don't think that's a big deal. And let me tell you something. I'm more concerned. Who cares the hell? I don't care about who he's shaking hands with and smiling. I'm caring more about the fact we're not scoring points. Can we score some points?
That's it. So in a short turnaround, because as you guys know, the install, and we've talked about just how much time you have, is it a premium? You know, Zach Robinson is going to be on the sideline, hopefully better communication with his quarterback. No more of these ridiculous timeouts that make you look like you don't know what you're doing. You know, and Pettix, you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We talked about his swagger and his attitude. Let this guy sling it. Let this guy do, and why isn't he doing it? Why isn't he not letting it, as you always say, pull. Right? Because Arch talked about it. He's missing open receivers. Why is he not seeing it? So, I mean, look, if Hilliard was asleep at the wheel and he got, okay, it happens. But when you fire a guy 3 weeks into the season, it just, to me, smacks of desperation and window dressing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere.
Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.